Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
When you're constantly on the move, it's not just pits that break a sweat. From your armpits to your thighs and everywhere in between, new whole body deodorant cream and sticks from Shea Moisture are your secret weapon to staying fresh and confident all day long. Made from melanin-rich skin and packed with plant-based goodness, embrace a new era of freshness with whole body and stick deodorants from Shea Moisture. Find them at your nearest Walmart and Walmart.com. And when you do, your whole body's covered.
Welcome to the Friend Zone.
Every time I'm in the zone.
My name is Dustin.
I'm Francesco, also known as Hey Friend Hey.
My name is Asante.
This is the Friend Zone. Let's start the show.
I'm in the zone.
Quang, 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 quang. Quang, 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 quang. Breaking news.
That's right. You heard the lady. Breaking news. And each and every time I feel like it's some information that y'all need up front, off rip, from the giddy up, I'm going to use that and we're going to have breaking news here at the Friend Zone. So I guess we just introduced a new segment, right?
Okay.
Right. All right. So this week's breaking news is something that I feel this is a global health issue. This is a human issue, human rights issue, all of the above, right? 9-time Grammy Award winner, 2-time Academy Award nominee, and multiple other accolades to her name. Mary J. Blige is scheduled to receive the Icon Award at the 2022 Billboard Music Awards this year.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right. That's
well
right.
Well deserved.
Clap
Mary.
Your hands and your butt. Now, the Billboard Music Awards
Mary.
Are going to air. That's right. She's a 10-time Billboard Music Award winner, might I add. And this year, she will receive the Icon Award. Wow. The awards take place in Las Vegas on Sunday, May 15th from the MGM Grand Garden Arena. And Mary J. Blige becomes the 11th artist to receive the Icon Award, which recognizes outstanding artists who have achieved excellence on the Billboard charts and have made an indelible mark on music itself. Just so that you're aware of some of the company that this puts her in, past recipients have been Neil Diamond, Stevie Wonder, Prince, Celine Dion, Cher, Janet Jackson, Garth Brooks, Mariah Carey, Pink, and Jennifer Lopez.
Legends
and Mary J.
only.
Blige, literally, okay? And Mary J. Blige's name will be added to that list. That's something, like I said, it's a pressing world issue.
Wow.
Sing it from the top mountaintops, okay? And from the bottom of your asshole. But let people know that Mary J. Blige is an official icon at this point, and it's something to be celebrated because she's black like us, okay? And I think that that's what matters. So just wanted to let that be known, and with that being known and said, okay, welcome to the Friend Zone, your weekly look into all things mental health, mental hygiene, and real love, okay? Because who in the hell don't want Mary J. Blige to be an icon, right?
She has really been at this for so many years and has just been consistently fire.
Consistently. She's 51 years old.
How?
51 years old and just performed at the Super Bowl, the All-Star Weekend. Now she's doing this Billboard Award, making all the money as an actress over on Stars. The only artist who has ever won Grammys in four genres, gospel, rock, rap, and R&B, I believe, are the four.
Oh, shit.
She's the only person to ever
Iconic.
Do it. The only person to ever be nominated concurrently, which means at the same damn time in the same damn year, for an award as an actor, Best Supporting Actress at the Academy Awards, and for Best Original Song, which she had written and sung for the Mudbound soundtrack, that Netflix film. So shout out to Mary J. Blige. We give it up here at the Friend Zone. Y'all know I love Mary J. Blige. It's important.
MJ's
I
important.
Love Mary. That's amazing. I thought the emergency announcement you were going to make was that the mask mandates have been lifted on flights.
Because for me, you know, the more you don't talk about it, the more it's not real. So I just didn't even say nothing about it because even though it got on my nerves and I hate it, wearing that mask for all those hours on those airplanes, it was uncomfortable physically.
Oh, a nightmare.
The alternative is far more or worse of a nightmare. Okay?
Exactly. So, and there are people that they made the announcement like mid-air. Did y'all see those videos?
Yeah.
People throwing their masks up and being like, woo!
There's going to be a new coon on the block. Did you see the black flight attendant, the black man that was singing, throw your mask in the bed, throw it away.
Shut
you didn't
up.
See that?
No.
He was a coon. Just look at the coon walking down the aisle singing that shit with a damn trash bag. Oh. Throw your mask away. He looked like the boy with his palms up all the time. What's the little boy's name?
Leave
that
him
you
alone.
Made he's a coon
young.
Song.
If he leave us alone. Singing.
Like you just.
Just look at the coon.
And like Crystal was saying, she was like, the timing couldn't be worse because people are coming back from Coachella and all the West Coast festivals taking place right now to then get on these flights, going to all of their different cities and states and countries.
Talk about
really.
A soul plane, but it like your soul, body and soul, because that's all y'all niggas going to be by the time it's over and done with. Listen, I move around too, but I also am responsible. I'm vaccinated, boosted. We'll be back for another booster as soon as I can get it. I wash the hell out of my hands and my ass. So, I'm responsible. You know what I'm saying? Y'all motherfuckers are being reckless. That's what the difference is. So,
and when I saw that Coachella crowd, which honestly, aside from the masks, I'm amazed at the people that are in the center of those crowds. Like, how do you go pee? What happens if you
pass me the water bottle?
Somebody was saying it like, you know, people right pissing and shitting on themselves in the center. That's
I wonder why your sock is wet. You're like, wait a minute.
It's hot. It'll dry. Like, ooh.
Oh, my God. So will your black eye. At that point, like, what the fuck? That's nasty. But yeah, but all that being said, I did see all these Coachella performances and just people's pictures. And I had FOMO. I wish I was there.
Why did you go?
Life. Just never. Right. It wasn't even on my radar. I didn't have any work
and you're
opportunities
still like,
or anything.
Like, and you're still in the middle of the move. So
yeah,
it's like,
you know,
it's
I
a
wasn't
lot.
Thinking
yeah.
about it. Next year, different story, because I'm going to be out there next year. And I ain't going to have no Coachella look. Because if I put on that shit, I'm going to be looking like the New Village people or some shit. So I'm just, me personally, I'm just going to be
just
the cute,
pull up.
You know, yeah. Little 1-2 and come on through the thing. So, yeah.
I'm always amazed at the influencers that go there and give looks. Like, it's cool, but that is such a dusty, chaotic. And granted, when you go with a brand, a lot of the times you're not necessarily in the crowd. Like, you know, they have their own sections or even basically just chilling at the houses and barely going to the shows. But the ones that just be an expensive ass shit just to pull up, I'm like, kudos to you. Cause that is chaos. It's a desert. Like, it's a mess. You look like shit after the end of the day. All
the
dirt
picture.
In your face.
You just take the picture first. After that,
that's really what it
wall.
Is.
If I ever go to Coachella, my look will be thrifty. Because that shit, having to wear it and then sweat in it and then stay in it. Because it's not like you sweating and like, ooh, let me go change. Like, you are in the middle of the crowd. So it's your sweat and about 10 other people's sweats and a performer's sweat. It's like, too much.
I mean, Afropunk overwhelmed us. Right. Imagine.
Coachella's like a way larger Coachella. Stage, which honestly appeals more to me.
You know, I thrive in festival environments. I'm sorry. I love it. Mm-mm. I love being out there all day. I love dedicating to it. I love rolling multiple enjoyment apparatuses, you know, to have.
I think in my 20s, I had more of the energy for it, for sure. Remember how we would pop up at Afropunk and whatever festivals? Broccoli City. And remember, we took the bus. What was it? The mega bus? It was the three of us and Fury.
Yeah.
And Key's DC, old baby. Roommates, dog.
Oh, that's
oh my
shout
God.
Out to Linnell.
That dog
I
was in all our pictures.
That's too funny.
I forgot that. I was like, who's dog
I just remember
that?
I remember, that time so vividly because the Broccoli City Festival had some things going on, you know, at the festival. So it was just a good day. It was a good time.
It was so young
was.
When we were going. Remember, like, they had, like, one stage, and the artists would come and perform. You could barely hear them. The crowd was, like, scattered. There was, like, maybe one or two food trucks. It was such a baby
So to see it now turning into like this, you know, full blown festival, just that's just dope it's to lit. Me.
Hell yeah.
Now they have full out lineups. Like it's like a mini Coachella, but I didn't get to see Doja's performance. I was trying to YouTube it because I wanted to see the whole thing. And it's just like a bunch of smaller clips. But I want to see it. How do I see it?
I don't know about Doja's performance, but whenever the Coachella clips come out, it's a stream that's available for 24 hours. So if you're not going to stay up Friday night, get up before 5 p.m., 3-something, whatever time. Actually, I think 5, your time too. As long as you can run the stream back for 24 hours. So I was going through all the streams all weekend.
But I mean, does that mean we missed it?
I don't know if they're going to. Somebody at some point may get a whole clip and put it up or something. If you want something reliable next weekend, you just got to be ready. It's 3 different channels, channel 1, 2, and 3. Damn. And I was just rewinding, seeing literally every performance I could.
Because is Doja going to do the same thing next weekend? Or no?
I don't know. I doubt it, but I don't know.
Because didn't Beyonce do it the same performance, but just with different outfits? Or I'm tripping? Remember she did the yellow and then the pink the next weekend?
I think it was the same, but you know it ain't never going to be exactly the same.
Right.
Well, hers was only because they needed to edit it down. Remember? For the doc?
From what they filmed, but she probably performed some extra shit too. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That they didn't put in that motherfucker. Like, I don't know. I might show my ass or something a little bit more that last week. Because it's the last weekend. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I want to see Doja.
I will say, if anyone has it, please send it to Fran or tag the Friend Zone Pod, because Doja did have one of the more impressive sets of everybody else.
Like, so you caught it? You caught the whole thing? Was it crazy?
What? First of all, I have been going insane for the past like couple of weeks, and so the only like little drip of sanity I had this weekend was watching all of the people perform. Lil Baby had a really dope. He had a dope set. He was dancing.
Lil Baby was dancing.
He had choreo. He had niggas dancing around him. So all he had to do was Lil 1-2. Like everything was lit.
I can't even.
Lil Baby had a great set. Isaiah Rashad had a great set.
He had a big moment too. I did see the clip of the intro of his set, which I thought was bomb. Yep. I thought that was a great way to touch on what happened without really going in.
He really faced it head on.
Yep, and that's how you do it.
Yep,
Dustin.
Head on.
and good for him, because he can head on all he wants, knowing that we're going to support him. So shout out to Isaiah Rashad.
Tell him to suck your dick, Isaiah Rashad.
Shout out to his
streams went up too, which Hell made me happy.
I'm not gonna lie. I was streaming before anyway, but I was like, oh, now we just got a reason to talk about him. Well, I'm gonna just keep streaming the music. So
the day
the shit went down, I was tweeting stream Isaiah Rashad. I was consistently tweeting his album links as the scandal was going on. I've been tapped into that vibe. Like, I for me, the one thing you can do is just stand in it directly and him opening his set with that and then saying, now we're going to keep this motherfucker rolling and just going Fire. Back in business. That is how you do it. Kudos to him and everybody at TDE that supported him.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true, too, because I was curious what a label like
that's
TDE.
That's why I'm being clear about who I'm thanking and giving the kudos to. Everyone at TDE that supported him.
Right, because I'm sure there was some bullshit, but, you know, obviously I don't know those people, so I can't say. But the fact that he was able to do this Coachella set, which clearly with support of his label, because it looked great, you know, that made me happy. Shout out to him, and I'm hoping that he's okay, because he said, y'all kept me alive, which means he must have been going through it, something serious the past couple months.
Oh yeah, rewinding really quickly, she came out on Doja set, but shout out to Rico Nasty. just looked
dope.
She looked so fucking good. First of all, she was dressed like a devil, so if you sensitive to that, sorry, but she just looked so like the hair with the look, like it was like a bob with like the extra length on the bottom, almost like a T-Boz kind of thing going with the it wasn't just a plain devil look, it was a little campy but definitely high fashion. Very Rico. Love Rico. And it was just for that one little clip for Tia Tamara. But Doja, again, her set overall was very impressive.
Tia and Tamara.
That's what I'm saying, friend. I know you, like, if they got the link, they got to share it with you.
Please.
Anita? Anybody got no bootleg?
you know.
Do y'all remember we talked about an artist named Anita on here? She's a Brazilian artist.
The Brazilian artist. I love her.
Anita is a fucking star. She's
blowing up.
She was a star when we mentioned her before. She is still a star. She came out
with two T's.
Snoop Dogg actually opened her what was her name? Larissa Machado or something like that. And it was like, her name is Anita. It was like, which one of y'all? I love the fact that Snoop Dogg came out and introduced her. It wasn't necessarily needed, but Snoop Dogg was feeling the vibe and she was in it and her set was great. Like her dancing, her looks, the fucking music, the mixes, you know, the Brazilian culture, like that let y'all know, like we've had this shit on lock for a minute, so she had to mix in all the music and let y'all know that they've been on the map.
They've been throwing ass for years and years. Brazil.
So shout out
and
to
them. And she was always huge over there, obviously. They That's how I knew asses. About her. But to see her crossover appeal work is always like, okay, do your thing.
I love
She
to
deserves
see
it.
She sure does.
She deserves it. Sometimes you'll see girls and you're just like, oh, she's just pretty, but what else? But like, she's beautiful. You could tell she's been through some shit. Like, you could just look at her and tell that there's a lot. There's so many layers to her. She's so dynamic. So, shout out to Anita. I really enjoyed her set. Shout out to the beautiful Ari Lennox. She looked great.
Yes.
With her, the red leotard, right?
Yes.
Fucking phenomenal, fantastic.
Grown-ass woman.
After she just did a Dreamville Festival the weekend, or a couple weekends before. I've lost track of time now.
Yeah, I think that was last weekend.
First of all, the Dreamville set was amazing. So to see her again at Coachella, because she gave me all of the Ari. I've had a double dose of Ari and it's everything that I've needed. So shout out to you, Ari Lennox, for just being out here working, strutting your fine ass across the stage.
Her.
Your badass backup singers, like your band. Everything about Ari Lennox is fucking phenomenal, too. Love to see her on Coachella stage. Love to see her. And love to see her at the Dreamville Fest, too.
I just saw a clip of Ari doing a sneak peek of a song she has with Lucky Day. They were playing it on IG Live and it sounds so good. I'm like, please, girl. I get that this is part of the rollout to tease us, the little clip she's been playing. I know she's been working with Jonte and JD and Brian Michael Cox. So I'm like, okay.
Dream team.
Okay.
That's who's responsible for Pressure.
Which means she gonna give us some records. So, yeah, that's true. I forgot they're the ones that were responsible for Pressure. So that kind of lets you know what type of time they're on. So I'm ready.
Fran, did you see that clip that they did where they put the voiceover from Mary Jones, Monique's character in Precious, on the chorus of Pressure by Ari Lennox? So
it's like you sent it to us.
Yeah, like, Precious! Yeah, you didn't see that shit, Fran?
No, and you know what I learned too? So apparently, so this girl was posting a clip of The Sims. I've never played Sims. Have y'all ever played Sims?
That came out after I started fucking already.
Stop it.
I had put that video game controller down. Honey.
So apparently, artists get contracted to redo their songs in the Simlish language, like whatever that sort of gibberish language. One girl played that her Sims were in the living room jamming to Ari Lennox, but it really was Ari, but it was the Sim
her
language.
Doing in the Simlish.
But it was so trippy because she was like, but it was really Ari and it was really the Pressure song with no fucking words. I was like, what is happening? Yo,
that is amazing.
But that's so smart that Sims would, you know, hire the actual artists and pay them to do like a Sim version, because then your Sims could really be in there fucking rocking.
You got me singing in tongues. You better be paying me a check too.
But it was funny because the girl that posted it, I guess she didn't know, so she was making a face like, what in the fuck, and her Sims were literally in the living room with a fireplace jamming to Ari Lennox. She was like, what is happening? I've never played, but I know it's like a cute game. Actually, y'all should check out XD from Jaden XD. I know that he's creating like a black utopia.
A Sim soap opera.
So
like,
smart of him. Is it on Twitch? I think he's doing it on Twitch right now.
What is it called? It's what's the name of it? I know the name of it.
I don't think I remember.
But he's doing a whole
lot. He's genius. Okay?
Just go follow XD for everything. Because honestly, it was so out of left field. But it was so funny. I was, I have to get out of here. I can't do this right now.
He is one of the most creative people on earth. So when he said he was like doing a Twitch, basically, where he's designing. Because if you've never played Sims, it's basically like a virtual world that you create people, what they look like, where they live, whole town. Cities, if you can't control your own ugly Sims,
I'll be like,
some of them be fly though. Shout out to Nikki,
no reason for you to be ugly.
Nikki, our friend Nikki, created a Sims of all of us, and she had mine looking so. I was like, she cute. Hold on, send me that.
She has a little body.
Tell her to send it. It's super cute. But anyway, back to Coachella, because I know we also want to talk about Meg Thee Stallion.
She was literally the next place I was about to go. She was talking about song previews. You know, Megan Thee Stallion did a dope ass set. She looked fucking fantastic. Hair on point. Dancers on
makeup.
Point.
Women's
looking like
the horse,
Houston girls. Like
the stallion leg, like running through, and it was like the big chrome. Was it like a chrome stallion running through a big black screen as the intro to the performance? I thought that was fly.
Yeah, her screens were awesome. And then her, I don't know if D&G did the clothes, but like everybody's clothes were so fire. I'm not gonna lie, I was thrown on the second set with the women's outfit. They look cute, but I didn't, it wasn't preferred for me. But that's just neither here nor there. Outside of that, Megan has great breath control. She executes choreography super well.
Yes,
she gives
does.
You bars. Like a super, like fantastic performer. And the mic is hot the whole time. So it's like, it's not come like through. She is just up there playing, shaking a little ass here, then walking over there, shaking a little more. Like Megan gives you a full show. So
and that's hard.
It's
okay.
Hard. There were several points I was like, she not out of breath. Like she was still finding moments to actually shake her ass outside of doing full out choreography, outside of delivering bars. Like she didn't just hold the mic out the whole time and let y'all sing the whole song, even though we could have for a lot of those songs. Like when Big Old Freak came on and Freak Nasty, like there were certain songs that came on and it was like, girl, you could take a break right here. We'll handle it, sis. But she just, she kept it going the entire time. So
I've been impressed with her.
Powerhouse.
I've been impressed with her as a performer since her Grammy performance from last year. Not this year's Grammys, but the 2021 Grammys, when she won Best New Artist and won them two other awards with Beyonce. She won three awards that night. But she performed. This is when they were doing the remote performances or whatever, the pre-recorded performances.
Oh, she was like in a desert, right?
No. She was
that
like
was
in
her?
A... Mm-mm. She was like in a... It was like a 40s, like... burlesque kind of like performance or whatever, with lots of tap dancing. She was doing full choreo.
Was Cardi a part of it? Like she jumped in?
No.
Okay,
this
I'm
was
thinking
all her.
Too
she
many
performed
different
Savage. What? Look up the Megan Thee Stallion Grammy Awards performance from 2021. Okay. Everybody who's listening to this show, you will be there thoroughly impressed. And I show this to everybody when we start. You know how you be having people over watching YouTube and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
When I show people this performance, everybody always has the same takeaway. Like, goddamn, that was literally like a show. Choreography, her look, costume changes, everything. Like, it's an incredible, incredible, incredible performance. So look that up and you'll be a believer too.
And I love the fact that Megan Thee Stallion sees the power in rocking the black hair and still giving you colorful wigs on the side. Like, I love the fact that she owns that and that's like her aesthetic. I mean, most people have black hair, so why not just, you know, give a little bit of normalcy with your extraness and then just be extra as you want, like whenever you
and
want.
And when she doesn't wear makeup, she looks so pretty,
good.
Right?
So good.
I love that she feels comfortable because I feel like you don't see that a lot. Especially online and in Hollywood, people just literally on Instagram with not a drop of makeup. And to me, she actually looks better. Mm-hmm. Like, I know not all of us have that privilege, but she looks great with no makeup on.
Outside of those that I mentioned, and
what about the City
Masego,
Girls?
I didn't see the City Girls.
Wait,
I couldn't
hold
find
on.
Them on the
Masego,
stream.
He performed at Coachella?
Masego performed, Giveon performed, Coffee performed.
Coffee.
They got back together.
I'm thinking Coffee Brown.
Right.
Oh, Coffee. Toast. Ain't that Coffee?
Coffee's the reggae artist, right?
Yeah.
Yes, I think. I hope I'm saying it's the right artist. There's so many Coffees.
There are a few Coffees, but I can't remember if it's Coffee something else or if it's just a Coffee. Coffee with a K? I don't know. Anyway,
Toast, that's Coffee.
Yeah, so she was there. I didn't see City Girls. I was trying really, really hard to find them in the stream. I don't know what, if they just didn't put them on the stream or what, but I could not find their performance. What?
That would be silly of them.
They might have had some goons down there standing in front of the fucking crowd. Like, shots, I wish y'all would record.
I saw the clip of Diddy dancing. Katie got
bands out there with some goons.
And she's like.
And shout out to Joe K. He was looking good all weekend.
Who?
Joe K, Selection Radio. It's his
Yeah. He's a cutie pie. Who else was there? Who else?
I mean, I don't know if the audience knows who Arcade Fire is. I had never heard of them, but I watched. I love
Arcade Fire. No, that's Fireflies, right?
I'm familiar with the name, but I can't tell you.
I can't name one song, but I sat there through the whole set, and it was like church. Like, them white people was going off in the audience, and then the way that they was performing, and it was like a guy singing and then a woman alongside him. And the woman was on the side, like contorting and shit while she was singing. So I was just really like into their performance. So shout out to Arcade Fire. I love Coachella when you can watch artists that you may not normally check out, or you may not usually have the chance to check out, and you get to just watch.
That's the fun part. Yeah. I mean, if you can get through the fucking mobs.
But and that's why I live for YouTube and the stream. So thank you so much, YouTube,
from
for
the comfort three channels, of your from bed.
The comfort of my own home, which I love and appreciate. International acts, shout out to Yutada Hikaru. She sings the theme song to Kingdom Hearts, a couple of them. And then shout out to 2NE1, they're a K-pop group. I don't know if 2NE1, the full group performed, but I caught a clip of CL. She's one of the girls in the group. She's like the rapper of the group. I saw her perform at a glimpse when I was at Crystal House. And I was like, CL up there? Did the whole group come? I don't know, but I saw CL and I didn't think she was going to watch. So I was like, I'm going to have to go back to that. And then I didn't make it because the damn stream got ended. I missed my window. But yes, those are all the acts that I caught, but so many more people performed. I'm sure I fast forwarded through a lot of people. So tons of people performed. Billie Eilish performed, Phineas, No Ferb, or maybe Phineas with the Ferb. I don't even know how that works. I only think
I saw people mad. I was a little confused. So people were mad at Billie Eilish because at the end of her performance, she said, sorry, she's not Beyonce. Why are people mad at? But why are people mad at her for saying that? I think it was funny.
It's like, girl, we already know.
Why would you say that?
Because like, apparently it was such a lackluster performance, and the audience was like, wah 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 wah, like the intro of the show.
Why would you bring Beyonce into it?
Because
you know what I mean. That's like shit. That's like you in the bathroom taking a shit and just like. Beyonce, you know, it just doesn't belong.
Like it's irrelevant, like, but
yeah, you know, and disrespectful. You get what I'm saying?
Maybe I don't perceive it that way. I think it was funny.
She a hater, and that's why your friends have your back so they can identify a hating ass bitch. You know what I'm saying? Because Beyonce don't even have nothing to do with this.
I mean, I get you there. It's like, why mention her at all? But at the same time, Beyonce is the literal pinnacle of Coachella. Like, you can't get any better. So I personally get it.
Can we just acknowledge that she's the pinnacle of everything? So it's kind of,
I mean,
whenever she is in an arena and you just have to go, like, you just have to acknowledge that, okay, she did this, but I'm still going to do this how it's usually done.
There are different tiers to stardom.
Yes.
And she's just
like Billie Eilish, I hear you're super talented, so I'm not going to try to take any of that away from you, but you're just never going
to be.
Which
she is, absolutely. Yeah, but it's two different types of talent. Like, I believe that. Beyonce is an entertainer, and not everyone is, and that's fine. You don't have to
Why
dance.
Not say Michael Jackson?
Because he didn't perform at Coachella.
But he's a great entertainer, is the point you're making, right? So why not say him? Why not say who else is a great entertainer? Oh, Heather Hunter.
Heather Hunter. Yo, where is Heather Hunter?
A great entertainer. I think I can come up with a scenario. Where she might be right now.
She was like directing something, not sexually, but like, you know, she was directing something.
She's a really dope photographer though. Yeah. Too. She does like dope photography work. No,
much respect to Heather Hunter. Like, no shade to her at all.
She stepped into the creative field. Yeah.
But back to Billie Eilish, I personally just didn't get it. I saw people slaughtering her for the past 24 hours on Twitter. And as with most things, I didn't get it.
Because why would she say that?
Yeah.
Why would she?
I mean, maybe
it's cold.
Maybe the booze really funny. Got to
and
her.
And then it's a sensitive thing right. because she just won that Oscar. You know what I'm saying? You know Beyonce was supposed to win that Oscar a couple weeks ago for the fucking
She
Be
did.
Alive.
I forgot she
and
won
she
it
just
over
won
her.
Oscars. You know what I'm saying? It's just a, you know what it is. It's homophobic. It's all that. It's just wrong.
Who's supposed to perform next weekend? Do you know Asante?
No, but I'm actually looking it up right now because I wanted
Anyone
to see.
Anyone that we'd be excited about?
Isn't it the same people?
I think it changes.
No, yeah, it's different. It's a different set. Like some of them are coming back. Like, oh, and shout out to Brockhampton. I forgot I seen they asses.
I feel like the larger artists stay the same, right?
But it is okay. So it just tells me Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and it just says like the dates 15 and 22, 16 and 23, 17 and 24, and it has everybody's name. So maybe it is the same people.
Okay, I always thought it was the top acts were the same, but I thought there was like a rotation of the other acts. But okay, that makes sense.
Oh, damn, I caught a lot of people. And then I did fast forward through him. I just fast forwarded past Daniel Caesar. I kept seeing him up on the stream and I was good. Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
He don't make music for us, no way.
I mean, I can't even get there. I
know he got canceled because he was being goofy, but you cannot take away that his music is dope. I don't know what he's making now.
I
haven't heard
his
music,
friend. I will.
You really don't fuck with his music.
Mm-mm. It just doesn't come up in my rotation anymore.
With her was so beautiful, and he had a lot of really.
You know, I don't like them goody two shoes.
Exactly. Exactly. You fight for a song you can't even remember.
You're the best part. You're the best part. Yeah, sing it, Justin.
Highest part go. That's her part. No,
that did not sell my case.
Now, you know, I don't even shade him like that for doing that. I just don't care about him. Like, he just hasn't done, like, if you know, you're a true artist or your artistry really speaks when you can just go past something. And after that happened, he came up with some random,
I
want to be
an
F-boy music or something. And I remember you told
me
about
it. I was at a ramen place 2 days ago and a song was playing and I was like, that sounds like Daniel Caesar, but why is he talking about pussy being wet? I was
like, the new direction got you at the ramen spot.
And then I was like, this cannot be Daniel Caesar, but it is. And then I looked, I Shazammed it and it sure as hell was. It was a song with Free Nationals, I think. Mm-hmm. And he was like, something pussy wet. And I was like, oh, wow, this cancellation. Got him wilding the
fuck
out.
That's what everybody gets. As soon as somebody come out with a neo-soul song, y'all want to act like this is real music. This is how sisters, they doing. They done brought back real R&B.
That's
real
me.
Music.
That's me.
That's what y'all motherfuckers, not you, friend. That's what them other motherfuckers get. For latching your wagon, hitching your wagon. As soon as somebody come out, I think this black music is reborn. That's what you get.
That's the fuck.
There's a stranger in your house.
Stay strong.
Took some time to figure
out. Stay
strong,
brother.
Don't know where you could be, who you say you are, nigga.
You gotta be
saying that shit, Tay. Cause he wanna touch me like that. Hey, and he wanna treat me like you. He would adore me. He would ignore me. And I'm convinced.
Daniel Caesar outside.
Matter of fact, pop quiz. Tell me where we first kissed. Tell me where my spot is.
Tell me if I like it.
Or could it be? Okay, don't play. It's a
you know, Lewis York has a song coming out with Tamia. Exclusive. I had to put that
now
out there. He's probably gonna kill me.
That is real music. Not no damn Daniel Caesar salad.
Oh my God.
That is real music. Thank you, Lewis York.
No, he's still...
Shout out to Lewis York.
Shout out
to Lewis York. You know who else was, I saw Alex Isley was on IG Live last night. Did y'all see that? She was
no,
with
but shout out to Alex
King.
Isley.
Mm-hmm. She was with King.
We
yes.
Are King.
Hey,
yes.
King.
Oh, I love that.
They were in the living room.
taking, dude, they were in the living room taking, Jade is such a fool. They were in the living room taking requests from the chat and just jamming for like hours.
Oh my singing. God.
Did we, y'all tweet us about else. Why didn't y'all tweet us?
And Fran, I was in the shower. I was in the shower personally enjoying it, so I didn't see it. But it was connected to my speaker. Yeah.
Your story is getting more and more selfish. Damn, Fran.
I had the lights dim. It was connected to my Bluetooth, God. And I was in the shower like.
Did you lick that lollipop?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Another charcuterie board.
Ooh, but by they, the time she y'all performed this, so much. It's the 420 episode. Sorry,
oh,
I just
this
realized.
Is the 420 episode. Tomorrow's 420. Oh shit, time
put my
flew.
Order in right now.
Do y'all have any plans?
Yep. Guess what it is. Baby, my work day finishes at 2 p.m. tomorrow.
Oh, Lord, and we working tomorrow. Y'all are going to be on cloud.
In and out. In and out.
In and out. In and out like a drive-thru.
In and out. In and out.
What JT said, she pulled up to prison in and out like a drive-thru.
Y'all, why do we have an important meeting tomorrow? Just imagine how Dustin and Asante pull up to it.
My eye messed up anyway, so I'm just gonna put my shades back on.
low key, I might make a point like that'll be and to the point of what we do.
Oh shit!
Just really quickly, I wanted to shout out just a couple more artists from Coachella, just because it was so
Because I missed all of it. Like
I forgot because
so
there was
devastated.
So many great fucking people. Because JID, he came out there and fucking ripped it.
Oh, I love him.
JID.
Shit. Brockhampton? He was out there. They were out there. Brockhampton, the group, they were all out there. They had a really cool fucking set. 21 Savage.
Yes.
Wow.
I don't care about Post Malone, but I even enjoyed Post Malone being out there. So I know the people that did care about him, that was probably awesome for them. So
Don 21 Savage looked like he could be Tawanda Braxton's son. You never
I'm
thought
like,
about that.
No,
look at Tawanda Braxton. Don't she look like she could be 21 Savage mama?
And I don't be sending us side by sides, please.
You see,
tag
it's
me
right,
out.
It's right here.
Low key, they might have
solid
to see
the
side
in the T-zone.
I'm trying to like.
Think about the T-zone. Look at the T-zone.
I have to Google Tawanda because.
Mm-hmm. She can be 21 Savage mama.
Tawanda.
There are things that I don't want to say. Also, shout out to Snow Allegra.
You know yeah, Fred just saw it.
Keep going, please.
And Ruth Pointer looks like Billy Porter. Ruth Pointer from the Pointer Sisters. Y'all know I love the Pointer Sisters. Automatic.
He waited right when I took a sip.
Ruth Pointer looks just like Billy Porter. Hoes Tales! You come on up here and get your award. Or whatever he was saying on that day on the Grammy. When he gave Jasmine Sullivan that award. I was hollering.
When he added that S. I lost it. Hoes Tales.
Anyway, Jasmine Sullivan got up so like. I just know she was processing all that at the time. I know she
Jesus.
Was. That's all. Anything? What else on Coachella?
Tons of people I missed. I saw a snippet of Karol G. She looked good. I didn't catch her set though. So next weekend, maybe you
Karol
can catch some
G.
of these same people that we've talked about in addition
to. Is that
to
Nicki Minaj's mama?
I'm not familiar. It's Karol G is Latin. I know that, but
Karol G, K-A-R-O-L-G.
I can't say I know her music, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't really know her records, but every time I see her, she look good and she got a set going. So I know she popular and popping, and I think she was doing her thing up there. I just didn't actually watch. So I don't want to say she was, and you're like, actually, I don't know. She looked like she was, though. But I see Denzel Curry was there, Vince Staples, Dave, I see why some of these names are smaller, but damn, they are small. Kim Petras, Orville Peck. Wow, why is his name so small? He be doing
Can I
stuff.
Say I hate that they do that on flyers? I've always hated that. Always,
like,
always,
so,
always
like,
hated
damn,
that.
Damn, really?
It just seems so chaotic and competitive
and
weird.
Divisive.
Right.
Yeah, like how they decide. And then sometimes, no lie, the artists they put in the bigger font I'm like, yeah, the fuck right. If you want to play that game.
And right, then, I agree. Some smaller names, I'm like, how are they down there?
Or, it's just not fair sometimes because the smaller font names sometimes be way better fucking artists.
It's just one of them humbling things. You know what I'm saying? As an artist, you just...
And imagine seeing that shit. Like, you busting ass and then your name is the smallest one at the bottom of the file. I would be so irked.
I'd be irked, but I'd be like, but I'm on that motherfucker.
You know I mean, you're performing. Hell yeah. I still hate it.
It would make me perform harder on that stage, actually. And you know, I'm by no means no pull your bootstraps ass. I don't give a fuck about that. You know what I'm saying? But when it comes to like a Coachella performance or something like that, I'd just be like, all right, bitch, and watch this. And I get on that stage and do better than all them names that was bigger than me.
Well, that's what you got to do, because then it's like, it don't matter where I'm at in the flyer. But at the same time, I feel like I get the bigger names being at the top, you know, with maybe a bold font, because they're the ones people mainly came out to see.
Everybody else should be one size.
Right? Everyone else should be one size. Yeah, that's in my opinion. And then the...
I think that's fair.
Yeah, the headliners, obvi, you know, because they're pulling in most of the Coachella people attending. So
now,
I don't
you put
know.
Put me in a small font on Rolling Loud, bitch, we got a problem. Now okay. It's on, bitch.
I would be so fucking irked. I'm sorry.
It
I
was
can't.
Swedish House Mafia in The Weeknd on Sunday.
Oh, The Weeknd, yeah. And then I saw Doja went right before him, right? Which I think is rough. Like, how you have her go before you?
I mean, she did her thing, so.
Because she's so bomb. She has so much engaging dynamics, you know, like the sets, the dances, outfit changes. She's like a full-blown star. What did Weeknd do? Did you watch his?
No, I didn't.
No. I want to see his, too.
I saw Baby Keem.
Oh, okay. Shout out to Baby Keem. I love Baby Keem.
Baby Keem was
Grammy
lit.
Winner.
He had the crowd lit. And Big Sean. Big Sean was lit too. I saw him. I forgot. And Princess Nokia. She was super good.
All right. Shout out to her. She always was
soup
good.
Soup throwing ass. I remember when she two-pieced that motherfucker with that on the track.
I saw someone a soup
throwing ass.
You know
her.
What? That's what we're naming this episode.
Oh shit!
Soup throwing ass.
A soup throwing ass. So go ahead, princess, no kid. Shit.
That's tight though. It's a lot of. This sounds like a really good Coachella.
Yeah, it's a lot of people.
I missed it too.
And as I'm reading these names, maybe that group I saw wasn't Arcade Fire because I can't find their name. Maybe it was the name of one of the songs they did. But
the
shout
Arcade
out to whatever
Fire
that group
is definitely
was.
A major group, and they have music that I like. I just can't name none of them. You ain't finna friend me.
No, not even you.
But Arcade Fire is a good group.
He said, "I'm letting you know right now,
up front, okay."
Oh, and they performed the new song "Unconditional."
Who?
Arcade Fire. So yeah, it was.
See what I mean?
I just need to make sure I synced them. Yeah. But yeah. Oh, and Megan Thee Stallion. We talked a lot about her in the beginning, but she premiered her new song, and I just
that song that sounded like a Lil Kim song. It was the shit too.
I just love that Megan Thee Stallion. She'll go commercial, but she's still letting you know what time it is. Like she had the Sweetest Pie with Dua Lipa. Which actually was a great look for her because it showed off more of her dancing and looking great in videos and being looking great commercial. But she still just gives us those hard records whenever we want them in a bunch of
a
bars.
Rapper's rapper, if
a
you
rapper's
will.
Rapper, yes, for mm-hmm. sure. So shout out to just much love to the Stallion, but much love to all the artists that are performing at Coachella, that performed this past weekend, that are performing again this weekend. You all are awesome, and shout out to all the people that are attending. I mean, I couldn't do it, but.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory-smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your crave.
Rack your look for spring at Nordstrom Rack and save up to 60% on brands you love. Rag & Bone, Vince, Marc Jacobs, Adidas, Joe's, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. Score new dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and sunglasses, plus updates for the family and home. Get your spring on for less, up to 60% less, today at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
Shout out to y'all.
This artist wasn't at Coachella, but it's a new Latin artist that my homeboy put me on. That's the shit. And I guess her music is like banned or whatever, like from the radio and shit in the DR or whatever.
What? This girl,
you know Tokisha. Have you heard of Tokisha?
Tokisha, no.
It's like T-O-C-K Isha or whatever. Like her name is Tokisha. Dope ass rapper, like art. She a dope artist, and she just had a show at Terminal 5 a couple years ago.
You said she's Dominican.
Yeah,
T O K I S C H A.
Yeah, Tokisha. She's the shit. You gotta look up Tokisha.
Well, and she a Pisces.
She's dope as fuck. Shout out to my homeboy Salvi. He put me on to her. Yeah,
Tokisha. Oh,
she got records with J Balvin. Okay, and Rosalia.
Yeah, she dope as hell. She just had a show at Terminal 5.
She's Dominican. Mm-hmm. I just pressed follow on her Spotify.
Tokisha is dope. You're going to like it. And when you listen to her music, you're going to be like, this is some Spanish music, some Latin music, you know, I say that Dustin would like.
And that makes me happy because I like Rosalia.
I love Rosalia. Mm-hmm.
I think her music is bomb, but I can't lie. The part of me that knows she's from Spain, it just makes it fucking hard for me to like buy into it. Cause she be wearing the nails, the baby hairs, and it's just such a swipe of our shit, you know? And I can't do, like, you're from fucking Spain. Like, and she, you know, popping like she a black girl. It's just hard for me. But girl.
Which is why I can't watch fucking Landon Romano.
That's what it gives. Like, that's how it, that's exactly how it feels to me. But then it's like you get torn because the music is fucking good.
At
like,
least it's good in her case because I be knocking William the Baddest and all them. Like, oh, what the
William
fuck? What
the
fuck? What
the fuck is that?
Exactly.
But Tokisha, Dominican, she gets a follow. And
Tokisha,
I'm a rap.
Dope, and I love her music. Like, shout out
to
her.
Thank you for putting
if
me
you
on.
To
that's
this,
bomb.
I like you, Tokisha.
Right, come on the show.
Yeah,
I'm gonna listen and we're gonna play her next week.
Okay.
Who else? Is nobody else?
Really randomly, there's a drag queen that performed named
Wait,
Pop,
what? At Pop, Coachella?
Yes, Pop, but Pablo Vittar is like this huge Brazilian drag queen. Like I've always seen them. I don't know how they identify, so them. I've always seen them around. Like in papers and stuff, but I've never actually listened to their music, and I just saw like a glimpse of them at Coachella, and she was looking great. She looked phenomenal.
Fire.
So I don't know, but they performed again. There were just a lot of acts at Coachella, and we can really wrap Coachella up because it was. I'm just really excited to see either how people reperform or if there are going to be new performances or what new tricks come out next weekend.
So, are y'all hyped for like festival season? Like, are y'all trying to go to anything that's coming up, like Essence Fest?
Yes,
everything.
Afropunk, all the different cities of Afropunk. Who
all
else?
All of them. Holla at us, Afropunk, and holla at us, Essence. And I'm gonna tell you where else I'm trying to go. Get that fourth booster beforehand. I hope they come on with the come on. Like, I'm ready to get that fourth booster so we can really have a good time this festival season because I plan on being in the mix, but close enough to the front because y'all know y'all ain't finna.
A little birdie told me that we're gonna actually be at Essence. I'm gonna send y'all, the email.
Well, I can't wait.
Obviously, we haven't finalized it, but it was the conversation was low key exposed. So I'm like, oh,
breaking news.
Is that us?
Breaking news.
Which is funny because I'm like, shit, am I ready for Essence Fest?
Yes, girl. You are. So we can see you. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
So many
Put
people.
Put your shit on and pop out. Yes.
I know.
You rocked Essence with Shades 1 year. You could rock Essence again with a mask or whatever.
Oh, my God. Right. Do you remember that? Mm-hmm. That was when I was going through the dusting with my eye.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody thought I was trying to be Hollywood because here I come in a dark room with shades to
they
present.
They was pink, though.
They were cute. They worked on my outfit. Yeah.
Fran, eyes for us ain't been no crystal stare.
Like, why would that? And then it happened during big events, both with Issa. How funny is that?
Oh, my God.
I looked crazy with my big old eye, but, you know, I made it work.
Crystal was like, I'm gonna keep my shades on too then.
She did. That's a friend. Solidarity. She was like, I'm gonna have you not look crazy, okay? We both pull up with shades. Looking like divas. But I mean, I'm excited to be out, kind of, to pop out and definitely see some live music. Like I was telling y'all the other day, what I love about Portland is it is a stop on people's tours. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not that out the way because I have been seeing the flyers around, you know, the city of who's popping up. But it's hard because Portland really comes out for shows. Like, everybody has sold out. I know, because ain't shit going on.
Friend, I'm gonna start
fuck
coming.
You be.
But let me tell you how real that is. That night that I went to see India Shawn, yeah. She was opening up for somebody, mm-hmm. and the girl in front of me, she was drunk, and she was like, "I don't even know who this is." She was like, "I just needed something to do this weekend." She was drunk as fuck, didn't know none of the words. You know how white girls dance when they happy? She was having a ball. I was like, "This is why the tickets be selling out." Because people just need
people
a
just
Friday night.
Hanson.
Yeah.
No.
Lucky Day was sold out. Robert Glasper pulled up and was sold out. Jasmine Sullivan pulled up and was sold out.
Period.
A lot of people have been here in the past couple months. Yeah. Any concerts y'all pulled up to or pulling up to?
I actually saw the Little Baby show a couple months ago, and I told y'all he was in full choreo in that performance. And now you see what I was talking about after his Coachella mm-hmm. performance.
I can't picture that shit.
It's good. He was going in and out. He had all female dancers, and like when he was traversing the stage from left to right, he would fall in and out of like, you know, rehearsed choreography with them. So that was good.
That's fire.
I wanted to go see Elton John.
Interesting.
Missed that. I don't know. I'm about to start catching like all the classics before they get out of here. To be keeping so real with you, I'm gonna start catching as many of the classic acts that I love. To this day, I could kick myself for not going to that Billy Joel and Elton John dueling piano show. That's one of my regrets. I don't regret a lot in life, but I regret that. So it's just artists like that have songs that, like, you know, specific artists that I love. In addition to anything else, I'm
I have
going
a similar
to all the
regret.
Concerts I can. Which one?
Yeah, I had an opportunity to see Prince, and I couldn't go. This was obviously a long ass time ago because Prince hadn't been touring in a minute. But I got tickets, and someone got for me. But I was something had come up that day, and I just couldn't swing it. It was going to be a lot for me, and I was like, "Oh, you know, I'll catch Prince another time." That was not it, because now look. But I feel you on catching the classics. Him, I definitely want to see Mariah. I don't know if she even tours anymore. Does Mariah tour?
She was doing those Christmas concerts, but she's done like a pre-recorded special the past 2 years because of the pandemic. So
right,
I'm sure if she can tour, she'll do her, you know, Christmas residency here in New York like she does every year. We'll be able to see her then.
She's someone I have to see. I have to see Sade whenever she decides to pop back out. That's someone I have to see and experience live.
Yeah.
Really don't have a lot of people that I'm like pressed to see, to be honest with you. I want to see Alex Isley if she decides to tour at all.
I got to see her a long time ago when India performed in LA somewhere. It was fucking amazing. Like, just captivating in person. I always kick myself because I didn't get to go to the Watch the Throne tour. Shout out to Fatima. She like randomly called me about the blue. And she was like, all you got to do is get to Boston. I was just like, and like, I was still like newer to New York. And I was like, I'm not going to just get on this bus or I don't know. Like, and I have to work the next day. Like, I didn't have like my legs yet. Because if I did, that wouldn't have been nothing in hindsight. But I always kick myself because I was like, damn, I didn't get to go to Watch the Throne when that was the shit. And then because of recent news, I always think about when Outkast performed. Like when I was in Atlanta, I just hate that I never got to see them.
That would have been a good one too.
At least Andre 3000 told us the truth. Don't look for nothing from me.
Right.
I'm too old. I don't give a fuck no more. I ain't doing it. At least he told us. You know what I'm saying?
He's out here in Portland.
He really ain't making no more music.
No.
I'm just playing.
Friend. I'm like, where you at? He really is, though. They say he be hanging out at the live spots where, like, black artists perform because there's a couple black spots. I'd be like, okay.
Well, you know we going when we come to Portland.
Okay.
Don't that make sense, though, that he would
put
be here?
Your red dress.
Yes, it does.
With his flute.
On your high heels.
And his cement threes.
And his millions and millions of dollars and artistic expertise. Love to have drinks with you playing.
Hello.
Hell yeah.
Let's burn one. That's what I tell him. You want to go outside and burn one real quick?
That's what I tell him. Could you imagine? Oh.
Yeah.
Man.
I'll bump into him.
2-3 times, bump right into him.
And you know, because it's 420.
Head on.
Then kicked it with something.
Head first.
The fact that I've just shared smoke and sometimes blunts with people, it's just amazing. Like, when I think about, because we were talking about concerts, smoking in that section at the Summer Walker show and Suki Hana being right there and Ruby Rose.
Ooh, I admire y'all. I'd be Suki too Hana. Paranoid.
And then, what, to smoke?
Hell yeah, at a concert.
But you know what my favorite part was, though, right? Because we was like in a little section and the security, she was just really on it. Like, as opposed to us being in the section and letting us go. Because the
like
audience,
not wanting y'all to smoke?
Hell, I was like, girl. And
that surprises me because it's like, right? You know everybody at a concert goes and smoke now.
Especially
that's why
because
you got to do it like I did that lady in New Orleans. Remember that time?
God, at Essence.
Lord forgive me, but I lied to right in that bitch face because I had smoked at the seat. If you're at the fucking Essence Fest, Mary J. Blige is performing. You think I'm not
Fantasia.
Finna enjoy it? And we smell weed everywhere any goddamn way. So I was like, fuck that, I'm finna smoke. And the nosy ass black Republican bitch couple in front of us gonna complain to security, turn around. I was like, but you know me, I called the dice before they stopped rolling. Bitch, I knew you was finna tell anyway, because I saw you keep looking back here. I see you, how you reacted to me.
Dustin was like, turn the fuck around.
Yeah. and then put the blunt out and turn around and lied to the security. I don't know what she's talking about. I haven't smoked a thing. I don't even smoke.
Mind you, there's a whole smoke cloud in our section. I know she was like, I ain't fucking talking.
And that's gas what they got. They just knew. Friend, you remember that shit? They just knew they was going to throw me out. They just knew they was going to throw me out.
And little after did they know.
And enjoyed the show. Okay, no more drama in my life.
And
just
then
like
Dustin just started singing harder and louder and higher
and dancing. They were so mad. They ended up leaving the section like before the show was over. But they seemed like the type, you know, the people that let's go now for the crowd lead. They seem
that's
like
me. That's me.
Yeah, but we like you. You know
I'd be
saying?
Like, let's go now before the fucking crowd and have it hard to catch an Uber. Remember trying to catch an Uber?
I too might leave before the Uber surge.
No, I'm excited. No, who's performing at Essence Fest? So let me funny. Look it up, actually.
I think Janet Jackson.
Play with me. Essence Fest 2022 performers. I will die. Because that was dope. We saw Fantasia when we went, right? Wasn't she?
Crying.
Oh, wait, they do have the lineup. It's performances by Nicki Minaj.
Oh, Nicki Minaj. That's who I was thinking about.
No, you're right. Janet Jackson.
Okay.
New Edition. The Isley Brothers.
Hell yeah.
Summer Walker.
Yes.
Jasmine Sullivan.
Yes.
The Roots, D-Nice, and more.
Hell yeah. We out.
Oh, shit. Okay. Well.
You know, wow. I love New Orleans anyway. Let's go. What's up, Super Saiyan? What's up, Ted? We going to, let's go to New Orleans, y'all.
I mean, we're going to be there.
London, did you screw this bitch for real? I can't wait to hear her sing that shit.
That's
Asante,
crazy.
Did she sing that part at the concert? London.
I
want to
say yes, but I feel like that was one of the parts where the audience sang that. Like,
I know they probably did, because I know I'm gonna sing it at London. Did you screw this bitch for real?
Like, there was
wait to be at the show.
It's crazy because she performed a lot of songs, but then there were certain times where she was just like playing the interludes, and then the audience, like we as a family, were just singing. Like, we knew the words, so we was like, "Oh, girl, like, got you." Like, so it was.
But that's a fair trade-off, because I know she was saying she don't want to be singing shit that hurts her to, like, relive it, you know? And she's already worked through so much of that grief. And people were mad at her for it, but I feel like that's fair. She'll play the beat, the audience perform.
That's we fine. Good.
Hell yeah, for her mental health, shit.
Yeah, I want to see Summer Walker, because I really did enjoy a lot of the songs. Like, I want to see her do Insane in person.
And that's one
that
of my favorite ones.
Bullshit.
I need Another to hear that thing. In person.
I'm ready.
I'm too.
I can't wait.
I think I'm low key ready to pop out.
See, I saw Jasmine Sullivan at the Apollo for a YouTube concert, like a couple months ago or whatever. And so I didn't, you know, go see her during this recent tour or whatever. And I could kick myself. I really should have went to see Jasmine this time, like when I had a chance.
I wanted to, but shit, her shit sold out so fast. I mean, within seconds. And a lot of it is people have those bots, like the resellers, which is so fucking annoying. Because then you go back and the ticket will be, you know, for $2,000. No, it was like $2,000 and shit. And she had to put out a statement and everything. She was like, I'm so sorry that this is just the game right now. It sucks that they do that. It ruins it for everybody.
But
I need every artist out there, I've mentioned this before, to make sure you have merch on deck. Just because Summer Walker.
That's my favorite. Remember what concert was it that we went to with Asante and we bought hella
Anderson
merch?
Pack.
Oh my God, we bought the whole table. Do you remember
Meanwhile,
that?
Meanwhile, I
was like, I want that
have...
one. I want the hoodie. I want this. The girl was like, okay.
So.
Shit.
I don't have any of that merch. Do you know that?
Are you kidding? How is that possible? We bought
because
like
I made friends at the show.
Hoodies.
I don't know if I ever told you this story, right? But I made friends at the show. Like,
of course you did.
I don't know who or how or why. Like, one of the guys was friends with somebody in the band, and then there was this Brazilian chick, and we all just became cool and we hung out, and I left my shit at his house, and me and her left out at the same time.
London, did you screw this bitch for real?
No, but me and her, it was so crazy because me and her, she works in entertainment, so she's like always used to working with black folks anyway, so like me and her just like was kicking it. So like after we left the white guy house, I didn't have my shit and I didn't think about it, so I was like, we should go to a bar, and we just like continued hanging out. So we always be like in each other's DMs on Instagram, like, love you, miss you, just because we had that one cool last fucking night.
I love
that. Like those, but I to this day I don't have any of that shit that I bought, and I spent
that's
like $200
we spent because
I bought
was,
the Anderson Paak stuff
out.
And I think
Free Nationals and Free Nationals, remember we bought like a bunch of their t-shirts too that I still have,
and that's all
I don't know
line anyway. Free Nationals,
right?
Yeah, their merch was fire, like
hell
a lot of their t-shirts
and
I still be rocking.
One of my friends in Atlanta used to call, well, the running joke was like he was a hoe, so they used to call his, you know, Old National, like the road.
Old National Highway.
Wow. Not you calling him a friend.
That's my friend. That's you know what I'm saying? We call it Old National. That's what he called his butt.
Wow. Brandon.
That was so specific.
The fact that I knew.
Oh, National, man. That was some of my best work.
Oh, no.
Oh, National.
You are awful. No, but I remember too, Fury. Remember when he took me, we went on a date to see Beyonce, me and Fury? What concert was that? What was that Beyonce concert? What was the last one she did? The tour?
The last, not the Mrs. Carter show.
No. Oh, damn. I don't even remember which.
Well, Lemonade. So was it for Lemonade?
It might have been. No, it couldn't have been Lemonade.
The Beyonce.
Damn it.
Was it Formation?
The Formation World
Tour.
That's Lemonade. Formation World Tour.
Okay, so it was that one that we went. And of course, because it's Fury, we were damn near on the damn stage. Beyonce whipping her hair. I was sitting and I couldn't even think. I was like, this is nuts. Like,
I miss,
like,
Beyonce concerts. I want to go.
That was my first one. And I was like, wow. I've obviously always loved it because in high school, we was all being like, no, 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 no. Remember? With her and Wyclef. But always been a fan. But it was so bugged out to see her, like, right there, and you see how she's so epic on TV and with all these performances, obviously, like Coachella, da, 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 but to see her in person is just different.
We smoked at the Formation World Tour. Shout out to my cousin India. we said when she do All Night, we gonna light up. And when she sang that All Night Long, when she sang that song, we passed it. And then the people in front of us felt comfortable, so they started talking.
Oh, everybody was high, like, as balls. Yeah, it was super fun. But I bought so much merch.
Oh, yes.
And I could not tell you where.
Oh, yes, you did. You had the jacket.
Yeah. With the big, what was it, like a lotus or something? With the flower. Yeah. The flower.
Carnation.
Yo, that bomb. That it was like the satin bomber. Could not tell you where that shit is right now, which is crazy to me.
But listen, it got its looks in. You got your looks in with it.
It did. I wore it a couple times, but I could not tell you where none of that merch. And we spent money, remember? Because those jackets were not cheap. And the t-shirts and the hoodies. I forgot what else we got. I love my merch. I like, it's such a like prized possession. My partner actually messed up one of my Insecure Fest hoodies, and I was trying. Oh. I was like, I want to cry.
Right, because you can't replace it. That's the thing.
It's like, that's it. It's a wrap. He accidentally put it in the dryer. You know you can't dry certain hoodies. He was like, my bad. That shit is a fucking crop top now.
Okay, you might as well get it to Noah or something.
I know.
Yo, but back to Beyonce in high school. I remember, because I went to a performing arts high school, going from freshman to junior, because I left the program. But all those years watching people come in and they were always doing auditions, a lot of the girls would always sing Dangerously in Love. And I remember...
Oh, that was the one. I was up there with Killing Me Softly.
Yeah, that was the one, but it wasn't the one for everybody. Because, you know...
Where the girl on the block that could sing, she was going to give you one of the two. Yeah. Or SWV.
Weak.
But, you know, not everybody that can sing cannot sing Beyonce, which is a lesson that we have learned through
or
the
Lauren.
Years.
Because that song, Dangerously in Love, with that... You Set Me Free. That'll whoop your ass if you really can't sing.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I'm in love with you. You set me free.
That's when your shit was
karate
split, right?
Yeah, your motherfucking
imagine
ass.
Having to sit there year after year. And I remember coming in as a freshman, and I think it was because I had the gay perspective.
Tomato. Right. Should have been telling their ass.
Like, I remember rolling my eyes, but I know they are not finna do Beyonce for their audition. But then the upperclassmen are all like, oh, not these hoes think they can sing Beyonce. And it was always like a 3-to-10 girl ratio of girls that could not complete the song to maybe 1.5-to-2 that could. And it was like, y'all could sing, but y'all chose the wrong songs. Like, Beyonce then was like, why I'm in it?
Yeah, now why I'm in it? See how I get thrown in it? I didn't even do that.
That is so fucking funny. Because I remember I told y'all I auditioned for a vocal performance at LaGuardia School of the Arts. And every girl that came in there to audition was singing Killing Me Softly. It was crazy. Killing Me Softly. The judges, all us hoes. I know the judges was like, oh, hell. As soon as he started drumming. Next.
Did they ever just tell you to go to different parts? Because it was like, oh, not the beginning. Like, just go.
I mean,
to this
you got
to
give it to them because they power through. They, you know, they have to kind of not show their facial expressions. Like, so you don't know if they think you did well. You don't know if they think you suck. They just have that stoic kind of look. But you know, they was like, oh.
I don't remember the vocal teacher's name, but I just remember she would just move the girls along. She'd be like, all right, just get, let's just try the hook. All right, all right, start from the bridge.
Right, give me the bridge. Give me the vamp. And then give me even, the first line.
Even that
girl.
For her was a note, like, can they take direction? Can they adjust? No, okay, well, she got to start in beginners.
Honestly, that's
like,
smart, too, because knowing what your note is in those different parts of the songs shows technical
skill.
Y'all
want to play American Idol?
Oh God!
Let's audition.
Hell no! Like, hell no!
We should host auditions one day.
We should audition one day
for American Idol.
Let's just see what happens. Shit, I can.
Is this still a thing? Is American Idol still on TV?
Uh huh.
Who are the judges now?
Lionel Richie, I think.
Is Katy Perry still on there?
I think Katy Perry, Richie. Lionel Richie, I think. Let me just look it up and see if I play, if I'm guessing and lying.
Have y'all watched who's Lionel Richie? Is he the mean one? Because you
no,
know
I haven't
everybody.
Watched.
Everybody tries to be the mean one.
I haven't watched.
I miss it. I miss American Idol when it was first on with Paula, Randy. What was the mean ass dude?
Simon Cowell.
I miss even back when Brian Dunkelman was on there.
Yeah.
Who?
And Bird and Michael played the piano and vocal trained the contestants. Remember they used to have to spend time with Bird and Michael? Mm-hmm. That's when American Idol. Let me tell you one fucking thing. If you listen to this show and you watched fucking seasons 1, 2, and 3 of American Idol, put your hands up if you know who Bird and Michael is. You know who played the piano and vocal trained them kids. They're the reason that them kids were stars. And American Idol is the only singing competition show that has bred
that actually
true
made stars.
Superstars.
Carrie Underwood, Jennifer Hudson, Kelly Clarkson.
One award away from an EGOT. All she needed is a Tony.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
And came from American Idol, okay?
Those and I remember so many of the things. People that didn't even win, like
Adam Lambert, Mario Vasquez,
Adam Lambert,
Kimberly Clark,
and what
Frenchie.
About Frenchie, for 2004,
Ruben Studdard, Clay Aiken,
yep. Clay Aiken is now in politics.
LaToya London,
those people have done theater.
Wow,
Trenise
damn,
performs all over the world. Shout out to you, Trenise. These people have performed and created real careers from their experience with American Idol. They ain't just spinning chairs around. And that ain't taking nothing away from The Voice or nobody that was on it. But
not spinning chairs around.
I'm just saying.
The hosts on American Idol are Katy Perry, Lionel Richie, and Luke Bryan.
That took me a second, but I caught it.
Luke Bryan. Well, the judges on American Idol should be Jennifer Hudson, Kelly Clarkson, Adam Lambert.
Oh, that would be
iconic. Carrie Underwood. That would be... Chris Daughtry, or someone else who said Jordan Sparks. You know, all these people have had legitimate success. Yeah.
Oh, that's genius. They honestly should do that. That would be super fly. Like a real
and Randy,
full
one
circle
of the originals.
Moment.
Yeah, like a full panel with Randy. Oh my God. That would be so good.
Randy does another show, Name That Tune, I think.
Which
it is.
I'll be tearing up on the I'll be binging that sometimes, yeah. And I win,
I'll
be rolling you know,
up
you know,
to
all them songs.
And then Asante,
the band be playing, I'll be like, Like after they guess the song, sometimes the band will perform like a little snippet of it. He'll be like, go on, now we want more questions. I'll be winning all the money for him.
Wait,
you know
what
that woman,
is it?
You know
I've
that
never
woman,
heard of it.
Jane Krakowski from 30 Rock?
Yes.
I do know who it is.
She ain't got no business hosting it. The host got to go. I don't care what nobody say.
She hosts this show, damn. And Randy Jackson is like the co-host slash like he'll like play the music, but it's Name That Tune. It's always Is it always celebrities?
No.
Oh, I really don't be paying attention, but I feel like I be catching it when the celebrities are on there sometimes.
Well, has it been celebrities every time I've seen that? I think they have been playing for a charity. Well, I want to play, but I don't want to play for no charity. I will. You know what I'm saying? But I want to keep the money.
Right. They have to play. They play like a snippet of a song, and then whoever buzzes first will be able to guess the song. And then sometimes they'll do like
I'm
these
dead.
Head-to-head matches where they'll play like a certain section of a song, or they'll name, will they like name the artist, and then they
you
have to like.
You see JoJo on there?
Yeah, I seen JoJo on there. That you should just, do you have Hulu
I know
for
all
it?
Of them.
Do I have Hulu?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Name That Tune. It's on there.
Let
you gotta
see.
Watch it. It's
Name That Tune. How have I not seen that?
It just
I'm
randomly
at,
came
I'm
on.
I'm good at Name That Tune, and I'm good at Don't Forget the Lyrics, too.
Name That Tune.
Is that another show?
Yeah, a game show. It's good.
You know what y'all need to try? So you know how everybody's been going crazy over Wordle?
Yes.
Have y'all played it? Seen it?
They have the music version. They have the music version, y'all, called Hurdle.
Once.
H-E, I think it's H-E-A-R-D-L-E. Yep. And so it plays you like 1 to 2 seconds of a song and you have 5 rounds to guess it. And then you can like trade, like if you need more seconds, you give up rounds of guessing. And they'll give you more seconds to the song, but then you have to trade. I don't have
time. Like, I'll be wanting to play.
No, but it's so fun. It's so fun. I've like body it every time. It's really, really fun though. I actually like it more than Wordle. But if you're like a huge music head, you should definitely check it out.
I really want to be a game show host at one point in my life. Like,
I can see that though.
That is really on my list, my to do list.
What would be your ideal game show? Like, what type?
Price is Right. I would love to be the first black host of The Price is Right. Like, that would be like a dream come true. Family Feud would be incredible. I don't even think that's a reach, though. You know what I'm saying? They don't know my range.
The fact that they didn't get LeVar is crazy. But honestly, I didn't watch LeVar.
He
didn't want it no way,
because you see what he got, don't you? Password. They bringing Password back. That's why LeVar Burton was like, "Don't cry for me, Argentina." He was like, "I didn't want the motherfucker no way, because I got Password coming," which was a huge success back in the day. And so the reboot of that is a really big deal. And the fact that he has it, like, he is good to go, and that's a show that's gonna last for a long time. You know who else is hosting? This Leslie Jones on the new Supermarket Sweep, doing an incredible job.
Perfect for that.
And my boy Brian be styling the shit out of her. Leslie Jones been sharp than a motherfucker lately. If you've been paying attention,
Leslie been
putting that shit on at these reward shows and shit, her appearances and shit. She been looking good. You gotta watch Leslie. My boy Brian, he been hooking her up. Shout out to Brian.
She's perfect for that. And I love how you always see the clips of Steve Harvey. You seen it? They went viral on TikTok.
Yes. Steve Harvey been looking good lately, though. Have you seen how, you know, he got a new stylist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I see him in his fashion bag doing the walk pictures where he's just walking across the room.
I think Marjorie gave him an ultimatum. Now, that's it. I'm telling you.
The ultimatum.
If no more until you get them pants, right? I believe Marjorie
No more Old National.
No more her Old National, baby. Okay.
Oh, man, I think we got to name this episode Old National. Which one? Soup throwing
old
ass
national.
Or Old National?
Which really are the same thing if you really want to get technical.
Look, soup throwing Old National.
Wow.
Okay. Now, he been looking good. He been giving some...
He been having that shit on. Yeah. Give credit where it's due. Steve Harvey is sharp than a motherfucker lately. Mm-hmm. And he know it too. He be feeling good. You can tell. You know a motherfucker think they look good when they put their shoulders forward a little bit. You know, think about any time you feel good in life. You walked in the room. You know what I'm saying? And that's how Steve been showing up.
Now, it's a sharp family because I never really knew his other kids, like his sons.
Winton.
And I saw one. Yes, I just saw a picture of him and he looked so dope. Yeah, I was like, also they all dressed then.
If he, you know, I didn't know.
Uh-huh, I got you.
I was like, well, let me find out. Shit.
And that you did.
Being a family.
They sharp, the whole family. That's kind of fun.
Shit. You think me and Lori would be out at Thanksgiving? Girl, give me some of them devil dinner. Politicking, talking business, talking shop with Michael B. Jordan. I fit right in. And talking, me and Steve, both funny. You know, we had a whole room. Like,
oh, my God. He would take you under his wing so crazy.
And I'd snuggle. Okay. Give me a Facebook. He got Steve. It'd be Dustin. That's what I'm saying. The Dustin Show. Speaking of shows after your first name, shout out to my boy Karamo. Shout out to Karamo Brown.
Yeah. Oh, I saw the announcement. Yes.
Karamo got a whole new daytime talk show.
That's crazy.
Fuck yeah. Like, almost completely sold all over the country in syndication, which is huge.
Wow.
And it is going to be, you know, they shut down Maury. And so now we got Karamo. Aww, he's going to be like the new show that they film out there in Connecticut in them studios and shit.
Yeah.
He is in a great position and just well-deserved. Karamo been doing this thing for a long time. Shout out to him. Also, shout out to my friend Carlos King with his new nighttime talk show, The Nightcap with Carlos King, that's coming on OWN.
That's so smart. That makes complete sense, considering he literally runs and own at this point. All the shows are his. That's genius. I'm wondering, too, when, what's her name? Oh, my God. It's slipping my mind. Jennifer Hudson has
she's coming, too.
Right? With her own daytime show.
Talk show, Wow. She's coming. The Jennifer Hudson show.
Yeah, I'm curious how all of these are going to pan out. That's really
There's
dope.
Been a real changing of the guards in the whole, like, daytime talk universe right now, because, you know, The Real just got canceled after 8 seasons.
I did see that.
And they've had a very successful run. They won a daytime Emmy. They've been nominated multiple times, and they actually did win for that show, so that's good. Those girls are all going to be fine. Tamara Mowry left.
What do you think was the reason
that the show got canceled?
Yeah.
COVID, viewership? I believe COVID. They scaled down the studio. They removed the live audience. Like, things just COVID really killed that show.
And it just affected.
Yeah.
Damn. That sucks.
But they're out of there. I believe, you know what's going on with the Wendy Williams show. But Sherry Shepherd is coming in. Karamo Brown is coming in. Jennifer Hudson is coming in.
Did Sherry start yet?
No, that's all this fall. All these shows are coming this fall.
Oh, wow. Well, a very black fall is what it's looking
like. You're damn right. And I'm going to be tuning in and DVRing everything. You hear
me?
I'm watching
fire.
All the shows. So,
that's super fire. Is Ellen still a show?
Last season, farewell season. She's had nothing but guest hosts. So Candy Burris actually just guest hosted the other day and did a great job. I could totally see Candy having a talk show, and I will watch. But they've had nothing but guest hosts over there. Ellen, she out of here. She's going to be just eating in the sunset somewhere.
I had a feeling, because I remember so much stuff was coming up about not eating, child.
She'd be fine. Let me tell you something. That's somebody that's going to enjoy their money. Okay? Yeah, you see JoJo Siwa then told him to kiss her motherfucking ass, too. You see she cut her hair.
I like her new cut.
I love her, too. Even though he said she looked like she can run the hell out of McDonald's. That's what the team goes.
Can I tell you, I hate
But
the
I love it. She looked cute. And I love JoJo Siwa. Because JoJo Siwa.
He literally just pulled up the picture.
And all you see is that gray polo with them black sleeves and that them gold narches. Shout out to McDonald's and the crispy chicken. But yes, I love JoJo Siwa, because let me tell you something. JoJo Siwa, God damn it. JoJo Siwa is good white folks. That's what JoJo Siwa is. JoJo Siwa always show love.
Been doing this for a long time.
Been doing this for a long time. Made her money. Always show love to all the black children that supported and loved her. I'll never forget, she was over there at T.I. and Tiny House doing like a little birthday thing for Aris. Yeah.
JoJo Siwa was at T.I. and Tiny House. Because
Aris loved. Aris loved.
Get the fuck out of here.
Aris loved JoJo Siwa. So you know Tiny made
those
girl.
Are names I never would have put together.
Because Aris Harris is brilliant. Did you see her doing them words, reading them words on that chart the other day? Fascinating. No.
Oh, I did see that.
Antagonizing. Like, just read them little words and shit. I'm like, she is smart. I love Aris Harris. She just
turned
sick.
I told y'all for the longest,
Aris Harris.
I thought JoJo Siwa was a Nigerian, like, Afrobeats artist. I was so confused. When I saw her picture, I was like, that is not what I pictured. JoJo Siwa?
Friend, I'm about to guess. You said what? You just keep going.
I was like, no, all jokes aside, JoJo Siwa, you want her to do a song with Tems. Like, I did not think
that
would be.
Somebody gonna say, all this time I thought Tems was a man. They had tweeted that shit.
A lot of people thought that because the tone of her voice didn't know
it's a whole ass artist with a catalog.
And not only
like,
a whole ass artist, but a fine ass artist.
Like, what the hell?
Tems is fine.
She said, I can show you better than I can tell you.
I know that's right.
Where is Tems? She needed to be at Coachella.
Right? Mm-hmm. I hope she got what she deserved for being a part of that monster fucking hit. You know what I'm saying?
So
I hope she got what she deserved.
The right cut, the right opportunities.
I hope she got what she deserved. She deserved. Because if we really being honest, Tems made that damn song.
It's her song. Yes. It is. And I love WizKid. Don't get it fucked up. WizKid is.
Me too,
is.
But I mean, if I mean, I'm not even going to crack no jokes or nothing. I'm just going to tell you, I hope she got what she deserved.
That's I do it. Too. And you and she has blown up. I mean, you've seen her everywhere the past like year or so. I know, remember when we did the Afropunk Rewind and we were doing the section on Thames, just seeing her growth, considering that she wasn't even sure if she wanted to be an artist.
Right.
And then now look, I'd love to hear some more music.
The tweet was funny though, because it wasn't like he was calling her a man or nothing. He was just,
he was stunned. Like I was like, with
wow,
JoJo Siwa.
All this time I thought Thames was a man. It was just funny. I don't know.
I get it. Did y'all imagine see that tweet? My surprise. No, I didn't see it.
Did y'all see the tweet of the clip from Queen Latifah in that TV show when she was getting shot at? They shot all the people around
the
her.
The Equalizer?
And then shot them cuffs off her hands.
What? Is it from the Equalizer?
Yes, it is. Shout out to Nina Parker, because when I tweeted, Nina Parker was rolling. And she was like, I can't stop watching me. This was funny.
I thought Nina she was talking Parker. About the other one where she was getting shot up, because people have been using that as a meme. And I'm like, why? But
I never watched the Equalizer. Is it? What is it about?
I like little shows like that.
She a cop.
She's a cop.
And it's like she has cop. To deal. And she got to deal with like being a mom and like she saving her family and saving the world, like fighting crime, like that whole thing.
Okay. I'll watch it. I should look it up because I love Queen Latifah.
Now, if you like something good.
Hold on. I got some breaking news. I didn't mean to cut you off, but I do this time because y'all both owe me something.
Oh, Lord.
Y'all ain't got nothing to say this week about the nigga lady, the black lady in space. Y'all ain't got nothing to say. I know you seen the tweets. I know you watched the TikTok. Y'all ain't got nothing to say? Because y'all thought I was talking shit.
First of all, I did think you was making this shit up. But I saw people tagged us. I was rolling.
Yeah.
I still don't get it. I don't get it. But you pointed it out.
So now I just wanted to be acknowledged. Thank you.
I'm not going to lie, though. Queen Latifah be doing, like, the way they be showing her doing them stunts.
Did you see that face she made? She looked like Oprah in that gif where they're holding Oprah's hand.
Yeah. Where like, she at the Kennedy Center. And that's exactly how she did it, Fred. Please do it again, Fred. Damn, Fred, you need an Emmy. Damn, we need a podcast Emmy. Fred.
She's been on it today.
Oh, my God.
Every time that gif comes across my Twitter, I fucking roll. I don't even care what tweet is attached. She's like... Wait, what was happening?
Standing behind her. She was getting the Kennedy Center. They was performing a tribute to her. Oh my God. They was performing a tribute to her, and that was stepping behind her. Cause she was sitting with the honoree. So he wasn't next to her, he was behind her. That's why her hands was like this.
Yo. That's why Queen Latifah. Okay. Wow. That is funny to me.
tears coming down my eyes. God damn. The Kennedy fucking Center honors. Yes. That's why Oprah was looking like that. That's why she was so full of emotion. Like... heaving. That's why her chest was so full of emotion like that, because you understand it was such a high honor of esteem. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my God, my mascara is on my face.
You know that she's not no regular girl.
You did this.
Oprah ain't no regular girl, baby.
Wait, Asante, before we get out of here, have you seen that new movie, Everything, Everywhere, All at Once?
I think not yet, but my girl, Michelle is in it.
Oh, my actress. So a friend of mine sent it to me because, of course, they're like, Fran, this is so you. It's about the multiverse. And I watched the trailer, and we actually had tickets to go see it yesterday, but my schedule kind of switched up, so I didn't get an opportunity. But I'm seeing it today, and I am so excited. It looks so good.
Yeah, I haven't watched.
I feel like we're going to have to talk about it. It's a very Asante friend zone episode for sure.
Shout out to at OK Ashley J. Moon nigga with a K. K-N-I-G-G-A. That's okay, moon nigga. Shout out to her. Her Twitter is OK Ashley J. She literally just tweeted. This is more quack, 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 quack. Breaking news.
What
she
a
just
day.
Tweeted me a thread that says top 10 most notorious female serial killers in the world. So y'all know it's on for the next Crime Zone.
Oh,
episode.
I know exactly who they doing too, because that's from The Worst Roommate Ever, whatever that show on Netflix
is.
Ready. That's shout a good out to one y'all. Too.
Also, real quick, Karen Huger got a 2-episode spinoff special from The Real Housewives of Potomac called Karen's Grand Dam Family Reunion or whatever. Because she calls herself the Grand Dame of Potomac. But that show is so fucking good. I'm so mad it's only 2 episodes. It's about her family coming up with a succession plan for their land, this farm and plantation that their family bought back they were slaves on this land, and they bought the plantation back from the owners or whatever. They ended up buying the family land. It's in Surry County, Virginia. And this 2-episode spinoff special shows her family like coming up with a succession plan against a lot of odds, because her aunt is mean as nails and, you know, shoots guns and shit. And she the one that owns it and don't want to give it up. Her kids want to help. They've helped tend to the land and sustain it all these years. Karen has celebrity power and money, so she's assisting trying to get this done. It is so fucking good and funny.
That's
y'all.
Really interesting. Maybe they gave her the 2 episodes just to test the waters, probably. No,
so and they do that in like the Housewives universe a lot. They'll give people like a 3-episode or 4-episode special, they call it, or whatever.
For like weddings.
It's a legitimate spinoff, you know? I wish she had more episodes, but maybe this first episode was so good because they paced it the way they did. Since it's only 2 episodes, maybe. Right. I don't know. But what I can tell you is it was good and funny in like a Black family kind of way. There's a scene that introduces her niece and nephew, and they're driving, and the brother's driving, the sister's in the passenger seat sleep, and he telling the cousin in the back seat, I'm sick of her ass. All she do is sleep all the time. Watch this. And then he like hit the brakes. So she woke up like something was wrong. And then if the screen freeze frame and they introduce their names, that's how they are introduced to the scene. It's
cute.
Good like that, y'all. Like, it's I'm camp. Telling you, you have got to watch. Watch that episode and enjoy it. And it's only a 2-episode commitment because it's just, you know, 2 episodes. So this week, which is past, and then this Sunday will be the 2nd episode. Watch that. This good.
Shout I'm definitely the down. The definitely. The this sounds interesting, at least, the concept
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, for sure.
Every it's time good. Y'all say Karen Huger, I always think it's the mom from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Why?
I don't know. My brain's always like, what? She has a 2-episode special.
No, but she brought her ass, she got her ass on the online defending Will Smith after that slap. Talking about some people need to be slapped. Sometimes you gotta slap a motherfucker. I said if it's ever been somebody to have on your side in a situation like that,
okay.
It's on Bib, the first motherfucking off Janet Hubert, okay?
Now they call her OG for another reason.
Shit.
You know, since you're talking about the Housewives of Potomac, you know, Reasonably Shady, they're doing their live show coming up. But you can just check out their podcast and the info. Reasonably Shady, the podcast between Giselle and Robin from Housewives
that they
of
were at the Horrible Decisions live show, right?
The ones that just got finished having that conversation about James Harden's beard smelling like weed and being full of watermelon and weed smoke. And what else did they say? Blunts and... fried chicken. They said fried chicken, weed, watermelon, blunts. That's what they said. James Harden's beard smelled like.
James Harden's beard looks bad.
I don't either. And so they got
a
huge.
But what a description, though.
They got a huge
thing
about that. Yeah. Like, yikes. That's what happens when you don't know what you're doing and you just get on the microphone talking shit. That's what happens when you don't research and format and produce your show yourself. Okay, and think about the commentary that you offer before you say it. That's what happens.
Friend.
But I love the Housewives of Potomac, though.
And Dustin, there is a movie called 9 Days. Friend, have you heard of this movie or watched it? It has Winston
about?
Duke, Zazie Beetz from Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. Her funky ass.
What
she's
does she
so
do?
Cute.
You ain't seen her talking about she just do a cat wash.
Oh, her, I do remember
her and her
that.
Boyfriend, oh, no. Her dirty ass.
To save the oils of her skin. Wanna, well, she's half white. You know they feel differently about
she
showering.
She might be 3/4.
Well, the movie is about a man who interviews.
I'm done. A man that what?
A man interviews 5 unborn souls to determine which one should be given a new life on Earth with the Ooh. Unchosen ones facing.
Where is this playing?
I think it's on Stars.
I'd be like, well, Stars. At this point, I'm already here. So, I mean, if you, I guess I'll go back.
I'll watch it. You know I like shit like that.
Yeah. Did y'all see the commercial for that Netflix documentary about that perverted ass fucking fertility doctor that used his sperm
my
for
God.
All the hundreds
yes.
of kids? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm watching, but
and
God
the
damn.
Fact that it all got... The tea got spilled because of those ancestry websites.
Hell yeah.
The dude was like, he took the test and had 3,000 hits that said close family, which means like nuclear, like siblings. He's like, what the fuck? How? Then that's when they realized the infertility doctor had been using his own sperm.
That
is he still
like,
alive?
I hope not. I hope he got the death penalty. Cause that wow. is literally like that is another level of demented like crime. That is just unspeakably unethical and like just like what the fuck is you talking about?
And the fact he got away with it for that long. And yeah. then there was the one lady that she in the clip. Did you see where she was saying the scary part was her having to explain it to her husband?
Yeah, she's not
that the
yours.
Kid is. Yep. Yeah, like he ruined so many lives, and then. One lady was saying she was wondering if he was trying to make like an Aryan nation because yeah. they all had like blue Black, eyes, blonde mm-hmm. hair. Yeah.
But that don't hold up because tiny.
You know what? On that note, is there anything else you guys want to say before we get out of here?
No, just God bless. That's all. Just, you know. Just giving out his palm. It's Easter just passed.
Happy 420.
Happy 420. Yes. Beautiful things and lots of living going on. So, yes. A shout out to my girl, Claudia Jordan. We celebrated her birthday the other night. Had a great time at the Nets game.
I love her show with
Funky
Dineva.
And
so
Al,
good.
TGIF.
Yeah.
They're doing good. They're number one on the network. And T.S. Madison is number two. Shout out to T.S. Madison. Just came
totally
back with season
it.
Two of Turnt Out with T.S. Madison. And her fucking show, the T.S. Madison Experience on WeTV, got renewed for a second season too.
Congratulations.
Shout out to T.S. motherfucking
That's another
Madison.
Show
yeah.
that I meant to watch. I need to write it down.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
And Asante, I logged on to Zeus to see the Bad Boys, but I didn't get a chance to watch it.
Did you watch this week, Asante?
No, I ain't watched this week yet.
I want to talk to you about it so bad.
Next week.
Because I'm sick of
Are you gonna
I'm
catch
sick
up?
Of Kerryon Franklin.
I'll catch up and then we can talk about it for TV Land next week.
People had a problem with what Milan said or whatever to Kerryon Franklin, but Kerryon Franklin, for those who did watch it that's listening, because I know y'all are out there. Kerryon Franklin started that shit, and Milan took care of his business like he was supposed to and read his motherfucking ass down to the ground. And that's what he got. Don't put yourself out there. And that's why Kerryon got increasingly upset and defensive because Milan finished what he started. You can't Yikes. Be doing all that weird ass shit and thinking that no one's going to say anything when you run your mouth and get smart. Have you ever been part of a Grammy racket? That's what he said to him and started this whole argument. And Milan just tore his ass up. That's what you get. We'll finish this conversation when you all watch the show.
With that being said, we love you so much. Enjoy yourself today. Thank you for listening. And we will catch you guys next week.
Stay Black and protect your magic.
Can we get much higher?
Bye.
Yes.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.